I grew up on the border of Los Angeles and Orange counties, not far from those celebrated cultural spindles of the collective imagination, Disneyland and Hollywood. But by the age of 6, the center of my imaginal world revolved around another dazzling sight, the apricot tree in our backyard. Every spring, I'd gaze up to its branches, waiting for the arrival of its minuscule green buds. Once spotting them, I'd run into the house yelping, "The leprechauns are coming!" Children are attuned to nature's beautiful fecundity. For me, something magical simmered here, a mystical transubstantiation upon those leaping spring branches. The budding leprechauns, as I called them, were tricksters and evoked my childhood pleasure of deep connection to the place I knew my ancestors came from, that fabled island called Ireland. But in the 1960s, Los Angeles, nobody talked about their ancestral homeland. Other topics beckoned: the Vietnam War, Bobby Kennedy, the LA Dodgers. California unrolled its new interstate freeway system like a carpet through the arid sage field 60 yards from our quiet suburban street. In those very fields, my older brother Michael and his friends used to play unfettered, huddled around their serpent tree, that's what they called it, where soon the roaring 605 and 405 freeways would commingle. Dreamy California held layers of complexities, palpable when my Irish-born grandmother, Mary, visited us from New York. Armed with a strong County Clare accent, she'd snort under her pale, perspiring skin, "What a damn desert, this place!" One visit, though, she slipped me an illustrated picture book of Ireland, which I still have. She'd never speak of the country from which she sailed as a teenage girl, no matter how many questions I asked her. I'd have to settle for clues: the fruited leprechauns on the tree, her book of shillelaghs and four-leaf clovers, and my name Maura, which, as I would explain for most of my childhood, is Irish for Mary. Like the green leprechauns clinging to their spring branch, my Irishness and I refused. I'll continue more soon about a leprechaun tree grows in Orange County.